Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber. Go to durangobusiness.org for upcoming Chamber events. I'm here with Tom Helms, and you're wearing a different, you're wearing a referee hat. Let's call it that, as we are recording this on a rainy Sunday morning. But Tom, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, Jack, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. No. So by day, you're a financial advisor at Baird. Financial organization, you know, I know you handle our stuff for the chamber, but, you know, on weekends, you decide to do something kind of more, I say maybe it's fun, but you're a referee for middle school as well as high school football games.
Yep, that's right. About 7 years ago, I was introduced to somebody who talked to me about the possibility of helping out with the local youth programs, really from YAFL, right? The really young kids down at the fifth and sixth grade level, up to our local high schools. This person approached me because there was a shortage of officials, and really what was happening was a lot of the teams were having to shift their typical classic Friday night light type football game to Saturday mornings, Thursday afternoons, any number of options because there was a critical shortage of referees.
And I assume that shortage is continuing right now based on things I've read in the newspaper and just hearing, you know, from yourself as well as others.
That's right. Yep. That year, a group of, I think maybe four of us signed up to start the process of learning how to become high school football officials, in addition to other sports. A lot of the guys and gals that we work with will do multiple different sports. They'll do basketball, baseball, soccer, in addition to football. I've always only done the football games just because that's my interest. And because I felt like that's the place where I can make the biggest impact. And it also fit into my personal schedule the easiest.
Yeah, you know, and I want to ask you I think of, you know, being a referee, and, you know, everybody thinks they know what's going on. And what are some of the things you enjoy the most about being a referee?
Yeah, that's a great question. And somebody told me one time, you're a football official, you're a football referee. You must really want to know what people think about you. And I thought that was a pretty funny comment because it's true. We all know that that football is a passionate, emotional sport that people get fired up about. And you know, for me, it's more that part of the officiating a game to me is sort of expected. My real interest was in making sure that these kids get a chance to play games within the confines of what they traditionally play as far as middle school games or high school games, or even again, the YAFL games on Saturday. So for me, that was my interest. The thing that I really love about being out there, to answer your question, is, just being around kids, being able to play sports. I think that was an important part of my youth, important part of my early adulthood. I just find that to be one of the most beneficial thing that kids can do, especially today. We all know that kids are distracted by a lot of things that are around now that weren't around 30 years ago when we were kids, Jack. But so when you see kids out there being able to play sports, it's great. And I never thought about it until somebody asked me that. Yeah, I guess some guy or gal, you know, signed up to sacrifice their Friday evening and come out and officiate a football game for me back in the day. So yeah. I was happy to be able to start contributing to that process as well.
Well, and you mentioned, you know, men and women can be referees. And, you know, I watched a game the other day, an NFL ref. She was out there, you know, right in the middle of things and, you know, stepping in between a couple big NFL players to break up a little, you know, argument the players are having. What's the process for somebody wanting to become a referee or just checking out and seeing if it's something that's a good fit for them?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jack. And really it starts with, I would say, kind of a personal conversation between Somebody like me, or there's a couple other folks that officiate football that I would direct people to just to sit down, have a cup of coffee, talk about what their background is, talk about what the commitment looks like. And then what we typically will do is we'll have somebody who's, once they've gone through that process, and if they say, yeah, I think that could work for me as far as my schedule or my time commitment, and I'm interested in doing it, then we'll have them come down and actually watch a game, literally stand on the sideline with an official just in, you know, jeans and a shirt and, you know, not a football official uniform or anything like that. And kind of watch the way the process works. We'll usually introduce them to the coach and let them know that they're going to be on the sideline observing. And then if they're interested, then we will literally put them on the field, but with another qualified official. They'll shadow that official for one or two games. Some people will pick it up very quickly and they'll be very comfortable. Others will need a little bit more time. So we'll give them more of that time. Of course, all of this is governed by the Colorado High School Athletic Association, or CHASA. So you have to register with CHASA. Of course, that means that there's a background check that you have to complete, just like you would any other time you're working around young men and women. And then CHASA does have a registration process where you'll need to complete an exam. In the first year, that exam is waived. You don't have to pass the exam, which is typically a 50 to maybe 100 question, multiple choice question, mm-hmm. diving into the rule book, of course. That second year you have to pass the exam to be able to continue to officiate. And that makes sense. You want qualified, highly skilled officials out there. So that's what the process looks like, Jack. And it's pretty fluid. It can really be tailored to each individual. It may take somebody a couple of weeks to get it. It may take somebody a couple of days to get it. It may take somebody a couple of years to get comfortable with that process.
Well, and I would think, obviously, there's training involved and mentors, you mentioned being out on the field. So you just, I don't want to say throw them to the wolves, but it's got also, you know, it's a different perspective. You know, I mean, when I watch a football game, I'm looking at different things, you know, and, you know, seeing what's going on, where you as a referee are specifically assigned, I would assume, here. And you got to know all the different types of red line judge, back judge, things of that nature. But you're looking at different things and you're trained how to do that. And I would assume in all positions.
That's right. Yes, some officials will gravitate towards one or two of those positions. They just sort of like being in certain positions, no different than if they were actually playing the sport themselves. Mm-hmm. We sort of joke that there are three teams on the field at all times for a football game: the offense, the defense, and the officiating crew. And, you know, by nature, some people may like to work on those, you know, the sidelines, and they may like to run up and down the field a little bit more. Other officials may like to be in the backfield or in the middle on the defensive side. And some like to be in that back judge position that you were talking about. But what we really need for most folks is the flexibility to be able to move to at least two or three of those different positions, just because it is difficult to fill an entire 5-person crew. And if people said that, hey, I only want to do this position, then it'd be even more difficult.
Yeah. And I assume that you do this for the love of giving back, not for a big paycheck. I know that, you know, I'm using the quotation marks, it's paid, but you really, I would tell people, I assume, correct me if I'm wrong, you're not doing this because there's a big check attached to it.
Right. I would think that the percentage of men and women that officiate in Colorado or across the country do not do it for, you know, a meaningful source of income. That's not to dismiss that some people do. And I do think that there's a way that you could, if you were interested, build a career around officiating. Certainly the beginning of that process would be at basically the high school, middle school level. And then you would start to progress through that. We have officials in our association that do officiate collegiate NCAA Division I games. That's a different story. That is a real paycheck. CHASA, as many of you may know, in fact, there was an article in the newspaper just a couple weeks ago, the local paper here, talking about the need for CHASA to increase pay for officials. And I think that would be a good thing. It would certainly help with retention and recruitment for us. It is a paycheck that you'll get, but again, it's to your point, Jack, it works out to be probably slightly less than minimum wage when you factor in all the hours it takes to prepare for a game and be at a game.
Yeah. Now, if somebody is, you know, listening and they're like, you know, I want to look into this, I think I can give some time, give some energy back to helping, you know, officiate, be part of the process, you know, I always say, I'm going to say put their money where their mouth is, because we've all at some point screamed from the stands, hey, he's offsides or whatever the call. If someone's interested in, you know, investigating, looking into it, what's the best way to go about that?
Yeah, we would absolutely love to add to our numbers. Right now, we're really low from a Manning standpoint. We're at about 17 qualified high school level officials. It takes 5 to do a game. So you can do the math there. We can only do 3 games on any given Friday night. And that's assuming that nobody is traveling or injured or sick or just unable to do a game on a Friday night. There are multiple schools in this region that we officiate for, from Pagosa Springs all the way out to Dove Creek and everything in between. But if you're interested, I'd love to have you reach out either directly to myself, and that would be the best way to reach me would be on my cell phone. You can call me at 970-749-1288, or you can text me at that number and just let me know that you might be interested. Of course, CHASA's website, which is chsaanow.com, so the chasanow.com, has some really good information about officiating and how to become an official. Or folks cannot remember that number or that website, Jack, if they just reach out to you, you and I see each other very frequently. Maybe that'd be a good way for folks to get in contact with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody can contact me at the Chamber of Commerce. And again, your number is 970-749-1288. And yeah, we'll definitely connect. When you said only 17 officials, I did, you know, I'm doing the math. I'm going, well, there's a lot. I mean, I'm thinking, just, you know, we have 3 high schools, really, you know, Durango High, Bayfield, Ignacio, and then you throw in, you know, a lot of the middle schools, and you guys are definitely busy with having only 17 officials. I mean, it's like, you know, 3 crews and 2 alternates, just in case someone, like I said, sick or traveling or some other commitment. So you could probably use double the numbers to at least cover all the games that need to be covered.
Absolutely. And, you know, not just those schools. We've got Mancos, Dolores, Cortez. We have covered for other associations. So we'll go as far out in the valley as Del Norte and in Sanford. And you know, that takes an extra commitment, of course. And usually that's reciprocated. Those crews will then cover a game for us. But it is a lot, and 17 is not enough. In particular, we are anticipating a number of officials over the next year or maybe 2 to say, listen, I just can't do it anymore. Whether it's, you know, some of my mentors in this have been doing it for 30 plus years. And wow, you can do the math there. They didn't start when they were 20 or 30. They probably started in their 30s or 40s. And so they're getting up there in age, or they're retiring and they just, you know, they want to spend more time with their grandkids and their families. And so it's really difficult. And not to mention that for most people, it's going to take a year or two to get proficient enough to want to stand out there on a Durango High School game. I mean, there's, you know, middle school, of course, is football still, but it's a different level of football than what you're going to see when 2 really good teams line up and play a much higher level, a much faster game of football. So that'll take a couple of years, Jack. So if we had 25 or 30 guys, I think we'd be comfortable. But of course, we will take 1 or 2 as well. Yeah. So anybody who's interested, again, love to have them reach out and contact us.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to, I'm looking at the clock, we're going to have to wrap up. So again, if you are interested, you can reach out to Tom at 970-749-1288. Contact me at the Chamber of Commerce and be happy to connect. And sincerely, thank you for making the commitment. I know it's a lot of time off of your weekends and commitment, but appreciate you being out there. And I promise, Tom, I've never yelled at you.
I doubt it. And that's okay if you have, we forgive you. Jack, we appreciate you helping to get the message out and would love to talk to anybody who's interested in joining the team.
Well, thanks for joining us. I got to send it back to the studios again. You've been listening to Chamber Chat, and make a difference, become a referee. Have a great day.